Thank you, Brother Joel. It's a blessing to be back tonight in the service. Grateful the Lord's given us this time together. I appreciate the day, the service this morning. Privileged to be here. I appreciate the meal ladies fixed, the others. And appreciate the place to rest this afternoon, last night. Appreciate the church providing that for us. Do appreciate the monthly support, church. Sends to us and all the cards and letters that we receive at different times, special occasions. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your prayers for us and your friendship and fellowship in the gospel. And what a blessing it is. Appreciate the service tonight thus far. Enjoyed the singing already and the good testimonies. Sure have encouraged my heart. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Be in the house of God among the people of God. John chapter 6 tonight, John chapter 6, we're looking again at a familiar passage of Scripture. This is another one of these you could probably quote, but I want to look at John chapter 6 and begin with verse 66. John chapter 6, verse 66, and read there two or three verses, maybe four, and then try to preach as God would direct us tonight. Do need the Lord's help. Well, when you found your place, if you're able, I'd invite you to stand. By standing, we'll honor and reverence the reading of God's Word. If you'll remain standing after we read this, these verses, we will pray again. And I appreciate the prayers that's already been prayed and that that's already been done. Verse 66 of John 6, the Bible said, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Let's bow for prayer tonight. Father, thank you for the privilege to pray again. Thank you for everything that's been done already tonight in the service. I thank you now for the reading of the Scriptures. I appreciate the fact that you preserve the Word of God for us unto this generation. I thank you for the portion you've directed my heart to and the times you've let me preach from this passage. But Lord, I pray tonight as I stand before this congregation of people that for just a few moments you'd hide me in the cross, that you'd let me lose sight of myself, that you'd strengthen me physically and spiritually, that I might preach the Word of God as it is to this dear people as they are tonight. Help me now for Jesus' sake and the glory of God. Lord, I realize if there's anything of any eternal value, it'll be you that does it tonight. So Lord, I pray, Father, you'd speak to us and through us tonight. And Lord, may the Word of God find lodging in hearts and lives. Give us ears to hear, hearts to receive the Word of God and spirits to obey. Lord, I pray that you'd feed us from the table of God and from the Word of God. Open our understanding tonight. And breathe upon us afresh and anew. And help us tonight. Have mercy on sinners. And long to you tonight. Stir up the saints. And oh God, revive us again. That we might rejoice in thee. May we leave here better than what we've come. Have your way among us tonight. Oh God, above everything that's done. May you get glory and honor. Unto your high and holy name tonight. What you do, we'll thank you and praise you. For what we ask it in Jesus' name, and for our sake we pray, amen and amen. Thank you for standing tonight. I want to preach tonight from this passage on this answer that Simon Peter gave to the Lord Jesus. When Jesus asked the disciples, "Will you also go away?" And then Simon Peter answered Jesus with a question and said, "To whom shall we go?" That's what I want to preach on tonight. To whom shall we go? Now, in this John chapter 6 tonight, of course, we have in the first part of this chapter, the Lord Jesus feeding that multitude, that 5,000 men, the Bible describes them, beside the women and children. In other words, there's more than 5,000. They were just 5,000 men. And we do not know how many women and children there were, but the Lord took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed that great multitude in the desert place. And we find that this multitude, or some, in this congregation or in this crowd, after that Jesus had fed them and 12 baskets full was gathered up, the fragments that remained, that some of them said, because of this miracle, this must be that great prophet that should come into the world. And the Bible said that Jesus perceived in verse 15 that they would come and take him by force and make him a king. And Jesus refused that crown. The Bible said he slipped away among them because he was not going to wear that crown of glory. Oh, he will wear it, and he was born king and died king, but he would not wear that glorious crown until he had wore the crown of thorns. There are three that in the Old Testament was anointed of God. There was the prophet, there was the king, and there was the priest. And Jesus is all three. He's the prophet, he is the priest, and he is the king. And in order for him to execute the priesthood office of redemption for us, he had to go to the cross. He had to take his own blood to the mercy seat and sprinkle it on high. And had he took the crown of glory, that would have not have been possible. So my friend, he was willing to wear the crown of thorns. And he refused that crown. The Bible said then he sent the disciples to the other side. They got in a ship. He went to a mountain to pray. And a storm arose. And then he walked on the water and came where they were. And of course calmed the storm. And they arrived safely on the other side. I am grateful that whatever storm comes in our life, whatever arises, my friend, between here and there. I know about here and I know about there, but I don't know between here and there. That's the problem. There is something between here and there that I have to face, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a nursing home. I don't know if it's a stroke or a heart attack or cancer. I don't know, my friend, what will befall me between here and there. But I know this. Thank God, I'm headed to the other side, and I know I'll safely arrive on the other side. And whatever storm I will encounter, whatever comes against me, whatever waves dash against the ship, my friend, whatever winds, contrary winds blow against you and I tonight, the Lord has promised that He will see us safely to the other side. I believe that tonight. And so, there they arrive on the other side of the lake. The Bible said the next day, when many of this multitude that he had fed the day before, the evening before, I realized that Jesus and the disciples were on the other side, that they took ships and they sailed across that lake, that sea, and they came to the other side. And the Bible said, my friend, that they ran to Jesus and said, Rabbi, whence comest thou hither? Amen. Now it looks like that Jesus would have been impressed that they were willing to cross the lake and to come where he was at. But did you know that Jesus rebuked this crowd? The Bible said in verse number 26, He said unto them, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Amen. In other words, Jesus rebuked them. Now it looks like, my friend, since they made such a sacrifice to come, that he would have embraced them and bragged on them. But Jesus simply said that you didn't come seeking me because you wanted to see miracles, because you wanted to hear from heaven and hear what my Father had to say or I had to say. But he said you came because you got your belly full on the other side of the lake. He said you're not interested in spiritual matters. You're interested in carnal matters. Amen. You're not interested, my friend, in the bread that brings everlasting life. You're only interested in that bread, that meat that I preached about this morning that perishes. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't think you'll rebuke anybody, but the Lord Jesus did. Somebody said, if people are sincere, then let them alone.
wrong. You can be sincerely wrong, friend. That is right. And Jesus, being true to the souls of this people, read their hearts, perceived what was in them, and let them know, my friend, that they needed to look more to the eternal than they did to the temporal. Amen? To the spiritual and not the carnal. This is a crowd that wanted a kingdom and a king on the other side of the lake. And now came across the lake because they wanted some more fishes and some more loaves. Amen? And they said, well, since we've come this far, tell us what work we can do. My friend, tell us what works that we might work the works of God. Jesus said, I'll tell you what you do. If you want to work the works of God, believe on me and believe on him that sent me. For he that receiveth me, I receiveth him that sent me. Amen. Oh yeah. You see, they acted like they knew the Father and they were of the Father. But he said, if you're of the Father, you'll receive me. For I came from the Father. Amen. And then they said, well, give us another miracle. Give us a sign from heaven. And he said, hey God, Moses. They said, Moses gave our fathers bread and water. He said, it wasn't Moses. It was my Father that gave them the bread. And he said, I am the true bread of life. And he said, if you'll eat, my friend, if you're hungry, if you'll eat of me, if you thirst, if you'll drink of me, you shall be filled. Oh yes. And then Jesus said, I began to say some things to them, my friend, and talk to them. And he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have any life in you. Now this took some of them aback, and they stepped back and looked and said, what does he mean by these sayings? Is he preaching cannibalism? Eating people's flesh and drinking people's blood? But Jesus again, I was saying to them, you're dealing with carnality. And you're dealing with a carnal and a natural mind. I'm talking about spiritual matters. He didn't mean literally eat his flesh and drink his blood. But he meant appropriate his life under their life. That's the only life we have. It's by faith to appropriate his life under us. Amen. That is right. But the Bible said, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And Jesus said, if this is such a hard saying, he said, what if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up before you in just a little while? And so the Bible said that these that had come all the way across the lake turned around and walked away from Jesus. That's verse 66 we read. From that time, how many of them walked away and walked no more with him? Amen. And then he turned to the 12. He turned to them that were closest to him. And he said, will you also go away? Amen. And Peter spoke up and said, Lord, it doesn't matter what the rest of them do. It doesn't matter how many of them walk away. If we walk away, to whom shall we go? Amen. That's it tonight. Well, hear me, friend. May I say to you, there's nobody else to look to. There's nobody else to turn to tonight. If we walk away from him, to whom shall we go? Amen. That's first of all, to whom shall we go for salvation? Amen. We believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Messiah, the anointed one, the one God has sent forth to redeem fallen humanity. Oh yes, there is nobody else to go to
for salvation but Jesus Christ tonight. I say to you, friend, if you refuse Him, if you walk away from Him, there's nobody left. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name, my friend, under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. 1 Corinthians 3:11, Paul said, let no man lay no other foundation than that which is laid, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5, Paul said, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Oh yes, Jesus said to Thomas, Thomas, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. The Bible said in 1 John 5:12, he that hath the Son hath life, he that hath not the Son hath not life. I remind you tonight, friend, that he's the only one that has salvation tonight. And if we walk away from him, there is nobody else that can save tonight. Amen. Oh, sinner, if you refuse and you walk away from Christ, there is nothing else. There is no second chance. There is no plan B. Amen. Well, no, it's either Christ or perish. Amen. Oh, yes, it's either receive Him, believe on Him, humble yourself to Him, or go to hell. Amen. That's exactly right. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say to you tonight, some folks stumble at the stumbling stone. The Jews did, and many folks today stumble at the things that go around the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Some folks don't want that lifestyle that some Christians have, or they think they might have to have, and so they won't come. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Some will not come to Christ because they've watched others, my friend, that destroy their confidence in what a Christian ought to be. And so they've seen the hypocrite and they will not come. Amen. Are you hearing me? Oh my. And some have such a stubborn will that they just don't want to bow to the things that the church says is right. They just don't want to submit to a congregation and to a pastor and to a preacher. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, hear me, friend. But I say to you, friend, you're looking at the wrong things tonight. Hear me, friend. And Satan's blinding your eyes while you're watching everybody else, while you're looking at everything else. Oh, yes. And while you're looking, you're going to have to agree with some church folks or the preacher or the pastor or the evangelist. My friend, that's not it at all. The problem is, as a sinner, you've got to get to a Savior, and there's not but one Savior, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And while you're rejecting some things that might even be right to reject, you're at the same time refusing the only hope you have. You're walking away from the Savior. And who are you going to go to tonight? Because He's the Christ. He's the only mediator. He's the only one. And it stands between you and the judgment and the wrath of God. Amen. And if you don't come to the Father by Him tonight, you will perish. Jesus said in John 8:24, if you don't believe that I am Him, you shall die in your sins. He's the only Savior tonight. There's nowhere else to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not all the Baptists I agree with tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And being Baptist now has little signification. Amen. And little identity in our world tonight. I know. Amen. I mean, I preach most in the Southeast. I preach from Florida. Amen. To North Carolina. And don't get no further west than Mississippi. Amen. And no further north than Kentucky. Thank God. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us. And just preaching this southeastern part. But I'm telling you, it's amazing when you go to Baptist churches. What a difference, amen. Just because Baptist is on the door, I don't mean they all believe the same thing. There's a varying opinion today. There's various ideas, my friend, about salvation. Various ideas about sanctification. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, friend, that's not where salvation is tonight. It's in a doctrine, my friend, or a set of rules and regulations. You've got to get to Christ as a sinner tonight. Hallelujah. You can have your ideas and your opinions and have it figured out and know all that you think there is to know. But if you don't in repentance, lay yourself prostrate at the feet of Christ and by faith, lay hold upon Him and He'll make an internal and external and eternal change in you. You will perish. There's nobody else to go to. I can't save you. This preacher can't save you. This church won't save you. And you sure can't save yourself. There's only one Savior for sinners, and that's Jesus Christ. If I didn't know Him, if He wasn't my Lord, I'd run to Him tonight. I'd bow at His feet and say, Lord, I would take in you and whatever goes with you tonight. Amen. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you have never done that tonight. I'm asking you, to whom you going to go? If you don't come to Him tonight, you walk away as these walked away. There's nothing left but damnation and destruction. Amen. That is true tonight. First of all, Peter said, to whom shall we go? You're the only one that has salvation. Secondly tonight, to whom shall we go for supplication? Amen. Who else are we going to carry our problems and our burdens to? I'm sorry I'm so personal tonight. And I brought my wife out this morning, and here I am fixing to bring her out again tonight, so forgive me for being so personal. But let me say this to you tonight. I never forget that blessed morning after we had had our prayer time together there at the house, and my wife had went off and having some private time, and I as well. And then I came back out in the living room, and in a little bit here she come, and she was just crying and overjoyed at the same time. And she had read in that Bible about the Bible, where the Bible said we were made kings and priests of God. Amen. And she had been reading also some footnotes and realized that God had made us priests. And she said, I not only can intercede for myself, I can intercede for others. And she's elated about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! But in this day of the church, in this dispensation, God did put that inside of the believer. Hallelujah. Amen. And there ain't no pope or no cardinal or no priest that you have to go to and pay a certain amount of money and pray to a not whole. That's exactly right. And nobody else. Thank God. And whether you're male or female, bond or free. Thank God, Greek or barbarian. Thank God, circumcised or uncircumcised. There's one high priest. And when we come to Him and are believers, then we're all priests. We can pray for ourselves. And we can pray for others. Hallelujah. And I'd rather have somebody that can touch heaven for me as to have somebody, oh God help us, that can have all kinds of money and political influence. Hallelujah. monetary goods, our political, our poor power in this world.
Hallelujah.
Woo! And there's been a day up and down these hills and hollers, thank God, in Piedmont area, and Plains, and back home, when mamas played their boys off the battlefield. Woo! Hallelujah. I've heard the old Philadelphian saints get up and talk about being worried about their son or son-in-law and go to the woods or go to the woodshed and say, God, we ain't got a letter in quite a while and we wonder how they're doing and God would say it'll be all right. Woo! I never forget that old man preaching at 96-year-old at Brother Neesmith's L.B. Puckett, and he latched onto that podium on that day and talked about his son-in-law, and his daughter was living in the wild, and his son-in-law was in the military across the water fighting in the war, and they hadn't heard from him, and he went down to the thicket and prayed, and God said he'll be home Sunday. He said, I went back to the house and said he'll be home Sunday. I heard a word from him, no letter, but he said, God said he'll be home Sunday. Hallelujah. Oh, and they didn't have service at their church on that Sunday. It was the fifth Sunday, and they joined together at one particular church. Several churches did, and had meeting together on that fifth Sunday. He went and preached. His wife cooked dinner. Hallelujah. And they sat down to eat. And the son-in-law went there. And he said, God, as he blessed the food, you said he'd be here today. Have I heard something outside? A taxi rolled up. Hallelujah. Woo! And they went to the front of the house. And there he was. Just like God had said. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm talking about supplication. Hallelujah. Amen. Supplication. May I just be personal next a couple more times? First church I pastored, had a dear saint of God. She's in glory. Went to glory last year. Her baby boy, I was in the military. When he came back, he went up north. He didn't come home when he got out of the military. He lived up there a while, got in a rough crowd. And one night, he got in a crowd, and they was beating him to death. And I heard this woman tell that testimony. She said, God woke me up in the middle of the morning, and I was praying for my boy. And I said, God deliver him. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And it happened to be that very same night that those men were beating on him. For some reason they quit. Some reason they run off. Something scared them. When the police got there, said it's very rare that when they get a fella that they don't finish him off. I'll tell you what it was. There's a mama down under the God that put on their heart. Hallelujah. Amen. How to pray. Hallelujah. Can I get more? I'm more up to date. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look his name. My mother-in-law tonight, her mother came to this country from Denmark when she was 4 years old. In the country of Denmark, they got on a ship and come across, wound up in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Mormons actually paid for the fare. Amen. And my wife's grandmother grew up there in Salt Lake City, Ogden, Utah. And my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, was the baby of that family. She was born in Ogden, Utah, and raised there. Amen. Hallelujah. Her daddy died. Her mother got rough. And one of the men she stayed with was stealing stuff. And she didn't really know it. And brought it into the house. And they got her for as well, for receiving stolen property. Sent her away for a year. And my mother-in-law had to spend a year in California. I stayed with an older sister. She got out, got married, again, did her mother, they moved to El Paso, Texas, and my father-in-law was stationed, thank God, in the army out there. I want to say that's Fort Bliss, I'm not for sure, but anyhow, it's in El Paso. And he met my mother-in-law while he was stationed out there, and they got married. Hallelujah. And my father-in-law had come ahead to done some things, and I got some pretty good money back in the 50s. And he said, I'll set you up in business if you'll stay here. And my dad-in-law said, for some reason, I got to go back to Alabama. Became a chicken farmer. Hallelujah. And raised cows and corn and soybeans. And got under the sound of the gospel. Him and that little Mormon woman. And got saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God, she's my Ruth. Hallelujah. God brought her from Ogden, Utah, out of Sand Mountain, Alabama, and put her in the family of God. The only member of her family I'd ever know what it was and is to be saved by the grace of God. Woo! Don't mind if I have a spell? Hallelujah. Amen. But the other week, just a couple of weeks ago, son, only son of God, there's seven in the family. Six girls and a boy. And he's wayward tonight. He's in sin. And he had them kids down on the gulf. And the baby girl's about 10. And my mother-in-law said, one night I couldn't sleep all night, and I could just see that youngest girl drowning and floating on the water. And she said, I prayed all night. I mean, God, I would help her. Come to find out when they got home, she about drowned. Dad swam out and pulled her back in. Before the tide pulled her out, somebody said, what was that? God had put it on the heart of that grandmother to pray. I'm telling you, if we walk away from him tonight, where else is that to go? But there's a God tonight that we can bring our supplication. We can pray for our own needs, but we also can pray, Father.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. Amen. It is Jacob that said, don't let me go. I won't let you go till you bless me. Amen. If you don't bless me, I can't face Esau. I've done everything in my power how to try to make peace with him. But you've got to bless me or I'll die when I see him. Amen. Nowhere else to go. The leper in Mark 1 said, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. You don't have to, but you can do it. And I ain't got nobody else that can do it. So if you will make me clean, he said, I will be thou clean. That man that had the son with a dumb spirit took him to the disciples. And the disciples couldn't cast him out. They had done everybody else, but they couldn't help this fellow. So he came to Jesus and said, I brought my son. I told the disciples and they couldn't help him. But here he is before you now. Lord said, how long's he been like this? Said, since a child. And often pulled him out of the fire. And I pulled him in the water. Oh. And if you will, have mercy on us. Woo! He said, well, if you believe, all things are possible. But to them that believe, that daddy said, I believe, but help my unbelief. And the Lord cast a dumb spirit out of that son. Where else was there to go? A Syrophoenician woman come to Jesus. Have mercy on me, son of David. But he never heard her. Disciples said, make her hush. Send her away. She's crying after us. We're tired of hearing her crying. Jesus said, I can't. Even talk to her. I'm not sent save to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She heard. She saw him ignoring her. She heard what the disciples said. Now she hears what Jesus said. But she just keeps following around and crying. Amen. Yeah. Why? To whom shall she go? There's nobody else that can heal her daughter of that devil that she's vexed with. Finally, she falls at his feet, worships him, says, "Help me, Lord. Our Lord, help me." He said, "It's not me to take children's bread and give it to the dogs." She said, "Truth, Lord. But even the dogs get to eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table." He said, "Oh, woman of faith, I've not seen so great a faith. No, not in Israel. Just go on home and your daughter will be made whole." Some of you have been weeping and crying and bringing things to the Lord and you say it ain't happened yet and there hadn't been no answer. Well, just keep praying. I keep simply, I can't. I've asked nowhere else to go. You're at the right place. I just keep asking this. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. She ordered the crumbs that fell from the table. Now, do you mind if I give you some shaver theology? Let me give you a little shaver theology. Brother Joel knows who that is. Let me give you a little bit of that. Now, when she asked for the crumbs, she didn't ask for the whole cake. Hallelujah. But can I say this? Once you get the cake mixed up and baked, you may not get the whole cake. But if you get the crumbs, you get all the ingredients. That's in the cake. Everything that's in the cake is in the crumbs. Oh, bless his name. Woo! She said, "I don't deserve what belongs to the Jews. Salvation is of the Jews. I understand that. But I'm just a Gentile dog asking for the crumbs. If I can't have the whole cake, and he gave it to her. I wonder tonight, are you and I willing to have the crumbs tonight? Hey, we ought to just keep praying and keep seeking God tonight and not give up if we quit praying and quit asking now, to whom shall we go?" Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh. Bless his name. "To whom shall we go for salvation? To whom shall we go for supplication? And to whom shall we go for these things?" Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, may I quote John 7:40 tonight. Never a man spake like this man. Peter said, "Lord, if we walk away from you, amen, ain't nobody can say to us what you saying to us. God, who at sundry times in diverse manner spake unto our fathers, in time past by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son." He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." He said, in this same chapter, John 6, "The words that I speak are spirit, and they are life." And Peter said, "Lord, we walk away from you. Who's going to speak to us like you do? Who's going to say to us what you say to us?" Hallelujah. Why was his saying so important? Why did this carpenter's son? I'm just sort of throwing that out. We know he wasn't the carpenter's son, but thought he was. Whence had this man these sayings, this wisdom, and these words? Hallelujah. I'll tell you where he had them. Because he was the only begotten of the Father. Thank God, the Word made flesh. And he was the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Woo! So everything that come out of it was grace and truth. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, grace had to redeem me and truth to reveal God. Hey, he couldn't tell a lie. The devil can't tell the truth. He's a liar and the father of it. And Christ couldn't tell nothing but the truth because he's full of truth and full of grace. Amen. And Psalm 42:5 said, hey, grace is poured into his lips. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Everything he said is grace. Everything he said was truth. No wonder never a man spake like this man. Hallelujah. What manner of man is this? That says to the wind, "A peace be still," and it lays down and licks his feet. Hallelujah. Woo! What man can say to the dead, "Rise up"? Father, and He set up. It was Him that was the begotten, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. And if we walk away from Him, who has these things? Amen. Hallelujah. And I like this saying. The woman taken in adultery, in the very act, the men bring her to Jesus, throw her down before His feet, the women of the treasury, and say, Moses said in the law we should stone her. But what sayest thou? Amen. He didn't say nothing. He kept His mouth closed. Woo! I'm glad He did. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before the shears is dumb, so He opened up. I'm glad He didn't. Woo! Hallelujah. Did you know He only spoke? God had to bring conviction or condemnation to Him on self through in their eyes. He had not said nothing to Pilate. He had not said nothing to Herod. And when they kept pressing Him, He said, thou sayest. And the reason I'm saying this world to bear witness to the truth. And they start saying, we heard it out of our own mouth. He claimed that He's the Son of God. He claims He's equal with God. He could have been quiet, but He spoke up. And then on the cross, thank God, and out yonder in the garden, when He called a call, 12 legions of angels, He didn't say a word. Well, hallelujah. And before this woman, He didn't say nothing. He writing on the ground. The men keep saying, what sayest thou? What sayest thou? He rose up and said, he was without sin among you. Let him cast the first stone. They all got convicted in their own conscience from the eldest to the least. Walked away. And Jesus had stooped down and wrote again when He rose up with nobody left. He said, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. Notice the sin. Woo! He could have condemned her. He is without sin. He could have cast stone. But He didn't come to destroy men's life, but to save them. Hallelujah. He didn't come that the world might be condemned, but the world might be saved through Him. And so He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Hey, and there's nobody else you can go to for those sayings.
Hallelujah. To whom shall we go for salvation, for supplication, for these sayings? Lastly tonight, and I'm through. Hallelujah. To whom shall we go for surety? What He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Lord, You spoke of spirit and truth. Amen. Nobody has the sayings You do. We can bring our supplication to nobody but You. Aren't you glad tonight that we have a high priest that's touched with the feeling of our infirmities? Hallelujah. We have salvation tonight because God came down in the likeness of men. We have intercession tonight. Hallelujah. Oh yes. And access. Thank God, because although God came down in the likeness of men, man went to heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, and there's a man seated at the right hand of God tonight. And because of that, men can have access to God. Because we have an advocate and a propitiation at the right hand of the Father tonight. The man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, that's why we can go and bring our supplication. Are you listening to me? Now let me say this. Thank God, He said, and we believe and are sure. He's the only surety tonight. He's the only surety. I thought about listening to radio last week, and I heard somebody talk about, you know, gas prices. They'd fail. They'd fail last week. First part of the week probably it was. They'd fail back to $122 a gallon. That guy was talking about it. He said, well, the bubble is busted. He said, just a false bubble and busted. And then out of the unemployment figures come out that said unemployment's jumped up, and we 49,000 been laid off. And when they said that, you know what oil did? Amen. It took the biggest increase in one day it's ever took. I'm going to tell you, friend, this is an uncertain and an unsure world.
Amen.
And if you think this is problems, we are just starting,
amen,
friend.
That's just the beginning of sorrows.
Yes, hallelujah. It's going to get in such a fix that the world's going to look for somebody that can get them out of the fix.
Oh, they're not going to look to Christ, but they're going to look to the Antichrist. Mark that down. Hallelujah. And he'll deceive the whole world. And his plan of prosperity and peace. Hey, God. Oh, yeah. That's right. And political undertones, amen. And religiousness, it's going to deceive the whole world. That's exactly right. Hey, you can't be sure of nothing, amen. Not in this world. Don't put your hope in the stock market. Hallelujah, nothing else. But I'm telling you tonight, there's one we can be sure about. Hallelujah. He stood as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He is the surety of the blood covenant. Hallelujah. Have a wind so tired and hard, I'll preach a while. But may I say this tonight? Hallelujah. The reason God ever did what He did is because He looked over there. And there is the blood surety. Stood Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Calvary wasn't an afterthought. Hallelujah. And redemption. When God tried to pick up the pieces and put it all back together, it was the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God that brought it all back. I'm God tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, and Jesus Christ was marked out in time and eternity before the mud seals of this world was ever laid. He is the surety of a man's soul. Hallelujah. And 4,000 years into man's history, He appeared and sealed the covenant when He shed His blood on an old rugged cross outside of Jerusalem. On Golgotha's hill. Amen. Woo! He's been sure before there was time, human history, and He'll be surety when time is no more. He is the beginning, the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Amen. And Peter said, we walk away from you. Who are we going to go to? Hallelujah. Amen. To whom shall we go? We believe in sure. We're sure about you. Hallelujah. Yeah. And blessed are you, Simon Barjona, with flesh and blood that made you sure. But it's my Father which is in heaven that revealed this unto me. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't sure because you're sure. I'm sure because I'm sure. I ain't even sure because I'm sure. I'm sure because the Holy Ghost in me is sure. And it bears witness with my spirit. Yeah. Hey, that He's the Son of God. And that He's my Savior. And that He saved me by His grace. And I'm kept by His power. And He's coming back after me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I'd like to take me a spell about right now. And shout up and down this house. Because of Him. Hallelujah. Somebody said that ain't too popular nowadays. It never has been too popular. I know it's been more popular. But I've been at it for 35 years. I'll soon be 49. I believe I'll just keep on like this until I get home. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Bless His name. Hallelujah. I'm sure. Now Hebrews 6 said, by two immutable things it was impossible for God to lie. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which hope, amen, is an anchor for our soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth within the veil, whether Christ the forerunner hath entered for us. I'm sure tonight. Why are you sure? Because I'm anchored on the other side. Amen. Most ships, when we get ready to sail, pull up the anchor and go to sail. But your ship of Zion ain't pulling the anchor. The anchor's pulling the ship of Zion. It's pulling us toward heaven and home. Hallelujah. We may not be moving at a fast rate, but we're moving. Hallelujah. Press onward. Climb upward. The top's in view. Hallelujah. Preach on. Pray on. Praise on. We're gaining ground. Somebody said, look on at what's happened to us. Yeah, thank God, but don't look at the situation or the circumstances. And the anchor line's pulled tight tonight. I feel the tug from the other well. We're headed out of here to a better world. God ain't going to leave us here. We're for sure for heaven at home.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and if we walk away from Him, there is no surety nowhere else. There is none nowhere else. You can be sure about Him. Hallelujah. Brother said in his prayer tonight, or his testimony, he's faithful. Every time we go back to him, he's just like he was last time. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't the same every time I go to him. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I'm full of faith, sometimes I'm full of doubt. That's exactly right. Sometimes I go to him and I feel pretty clean, and sometimes I go to him and realize I've been a rascal.
Yes, sir. Me too, brother.
Amen. Now, don't you misunderstand me. I mean, I've been out clubbing and running around and all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, I've been a rascal. And when I get down there at his feet, tell him how sorry I am. Tell him I know I've done wrong. He's never different.
Amen.
He never changes how he feels about me.
Amen.
Regardless of how far I stray, or what I've said, or what I've done, it don't change the way he feels about me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Well, well, he still loves me. I'm sure about him tonight. A whole lot of things I ain't sure about. Life's uncertain. You can't be sure about life. Who knows? Who knows if any of us will be back tomorrow night or not? Life is so uncertain. Death is final. Death is final to this world. Oh my. We can be sure about him tonight. To whom shall you go? Are you looking to him tonight for salvation? I wonder, are you going to leave this service tonight? Just like you've left it many other nights and many other days and walk out that door. You see, you know, he's walking away from Westside Church. He's walking away from Pastor Joel Hyde. He's walking away from Evangelist Terry Pace. He's walking away, amen, from that one that you don't have confidence in. You're walking away from the only one that can save you tonight. And that puts you on dangerous territory. I'm going to tell you something else. When you stand before the judgment, don't tell God about what you thought about me, what you thought about Pastor Hyde, or what you thought about somebody else in the church, or how you didn't agree with this, or you didn't agree with that. God ain't going to hear it, friend. Hey, friend, you're going to stand without an excuse. Christ is the only way. Christ is the only hope for you. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you get right with God, you'll find out that some of these folks you thought so bad ain't near as bad off as you thought they was. They ain't perfect. You'll know that for sure. But they ain't as bad off as you thought they was. When you get your own heart right with God. Is anybody listening to this preacher tonight? I'm preaching all the truth. Amen. To whom shall we go for salvation? Who can we go for supplication? Some of you have been praying. Something about something in your own life tonight. Some great trial, some temptation, some sin you're struggling with. Some situation, some circumstance. Some of you, it's family members. Oh, or tonight. Oh, but don't quit coming to Him tonight. Ask Him again. Tell Him again. Fall down at His feet. Say, Lord, help me. Ain't nowhere else to go, no how. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That fellow's here this morning. 73. Got saved by the grace of God. Grandparents got saved then. My parents was married in 1957. And my mama prayed for her parents, my grandparents, till 1963. And God saved them. Don't quit now. Miss Georgia Jones, that first church I pastored, every service I pray for Odie.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, Odie done grown, married, out of the house, been out for years, done up in his probably in his early 40s. About 4 years ago, Odie got saved, playing the piano down the stand in the
good.
House of God.
God.
Miss Georgia's fixing to leave out. She's done run her race. She ain't able to go to church now. But there's old Odie sitting on the piano and sitting in the amen corner hollering amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, do you need to come to Him with supplication tonight? What about the sayings tonight? If you walk away from Him, nobody can say to you what He can say. I forgive. I'll be with you. And he's on it. Be sure about tonight. Let's stand our feet. If you need to pray tonight, you need. Why don't you come? Why don't you come tonight? To whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Oh, would you come tonight? Would you come tonight? There's nobody else to go to tonight. Nobody else to go to tonight. For salvation or supplication or for these sayings or for surety tonight. Oh, but he's the one tonight. He's still the one. Why don't you come to him tonight? Would you do it? Oh, my. If you want to join these in prayer, if you feel the need of prayer, the burden to pray, Holy Spirit's dealt with you about your life or something in your life tonight, come on tonight. We'll pray together. Yes, yes. Bring your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Cast your care upon Him. He cares for you.